Hello, everyone. Welcome to this inaugural edition for the FPL Oz podcast. My name's Tom. Today I'm joined by two of the finest FPL managers here down under. Little Mikey, the manager of the LPs. Little Mikey, welcome, son. How are you?
How are you, mate?
Yeah, doing well. And joining me, the main man of the Kante Tuchel Mies, the boy, Tate. How are you, son?
Good. Main man at the moment, but we all know it changes pretty quick in the FPL world. But I've managed to get a slightly better start than you two, which I'm sure we'll talk a lot more about throughout this episode. So looking forward.
Big week for you. Big week compared to us down in the 40s. So lots to talk about, lots to dissect, and I guess we'll get into it later. A lot more negative than positive. Maiko, talk us through your start to the week. Game week 6, another tough one for us. How'd you see it? How'd you finish up?
Yeah, thanks, Camo. Pretty ordinary this week. Just with the 45, struggled across the board, really. Returns from Marcel in defence. Strong across the midfield, like most people were this week, with Salah, Rafinha, Gray and Jota. And then blanks up front with the two big dogs, Ronaldo and Lukaku. So dropped about 60,000 places overall, back into the 800,000s, which is disappointing, and dropped in two of the main mini leagues that we care about here in FPL Oz. So, yeah, pretty disappointing week. We'll look to swing a few changes. I've just really got one question sort of swinging through my head this week, and it's sort of how does a wild card go so fucking wrong? So I guess we'll see how we go this week, trying to get that back on the rails.
It's sliding doors, though, the wild card.
Oh, mate, I understand that. I feel your pain.
I was very close to doing one, and what that team would have looked like would have been horrible the last 2 weeks. So very glad I didn't. In years gone by, I would have, but I've gone with a more defensive and measured side this year. How'd you go this week, Cameron?
Oh, I don't know if we should talk about it. 43 for me. Goes down to a 39 when you take into account a minus four.
I forgot you minus four, Cameron.
Oh, second one this year. It was an absolute disgrace. I minus four to bring in McCarthy and bring in Armstrong with Bamford's injury concern, trying to do some forward planning. But that moved Marcel to the bench. So I missed out on his six, and my Southampton triple up delivered me 6 points between all three of them. So that was good. The only returns I really had were I had Mo, Diogo, Gray scored, got a nice assist. St. Max, who's been a nice little pickup. And that's about all there is. He was a horror show tuning in down here, watching the grand final, the AFL grand final, and then having to check the scores and continually see him blank. And then I know Tate, both of us were pretty nervous watching Bruno step up for that penalty. I was wishing it was Ronaldo, but I was sort of happy, to be honest, in the end that Bruno stepped up after what transpired. How'd your week finish up? Plenty of ups and downs?
Yeah, overall, I have to be pretty happy with it. So, obviously, had a huge drop in game week 3. Had a shocker, but 3 green arrows in a row now, which has me 617K overall. So, I've gone up 250, 150 and 177 last 3 weeks. So, pretty happy with that. I got 54 this week, which could have been a lot more. As you said, I had Fernandez that took the penalty. Would have been a differential. Would have been 10 points for me that most people wouldn't have got. So, probably would have been a pretty big climb if he was able to put that through, but he wasn't. So obviously get the minus two, but looking past that, it was another good week. One trade was a great trade. Finally got rid of Mahrez. He got one. Saar, who I brought in, got 9. My captain was Salah, who a lot of people didn't go with. He returned. So can't complain there. Changed the formation up. I've been playing 3-5-2 all year, but I went 4-5-1. So it was Veltman on for Tony. Tony obviously got 5, which had me thinking not the best move, but Veltman managed to get himself a return late. A nice little assist there. So he's been good for me this year, Veltman. He's played twice and you know, he's got 6 and 7, as in I've put him in the starting lineup twice. So happy days. But apart from that, for sure.
I must admit, I was watching this morning, did the, as most Australians know, got up nice and early and thought I'd get the work laptop out while I watched the early morning game. And I was just about ready to go have a shower and start the morning off. And when I saw Veltman put the ball through for Morpay, fuck, I was shattered because I knew Tate had Veltman. I was absolutely gutted. It's just so hard to be happy for someone when it's not you. But I was just, like, I'd honestly rather no one score than someone for Tate score, unfortunately. But and then I had to wait the extra half hour for Tate to wake up before he realised. And disappointing, but yeah, as you said, Tate, he's been good for you.
Yeah, so I had him and Sanchez, so 0-0 would have been good. And Sanchez got a bonus point, so he must have made a couple of saves. So even though he led in the goal, he obviously did his part for me. But apart from that, I had Livramento get 2, Alexander-Arnold 1, Fernandez none, Benrahma 3, Rafinha got a goal, and so did Jimenez. So not too bad. I would have liked to, again, get 64 and be talking about a big rise, and I've still got the wild card in the pocket, obviously. So I think it's a pretty good spot to be at, to be honest, 617K with the wild card in the pocket. So I'm happy with that. Looking ahead, is this week's a big week for me, and I'll ask you two boys what you're going to do. But I really don't know. I think it's time to get some Chelsea players in. So I've got Aylin and Shaw in the back. So they're both obviously in a bit of doubt. So if I can move one of them on, or two of them on, for two Chelsea players. We've only got one free, but it'd probably be worth a -4 in the long run. Be my first one for the year. But I think if I'm ever going to do it, it's now. But I also might get scared into getting Lukaku. I've got a lot of money in the bank, so it's easy to downgrade Fernandez and upgrade one of my strikers to Lukaku. So just going to sit down, take it all in, be a bit of a sheep, have a listen to what all the experts are doing, and make up my mind from that. So interested to hear your boys' thoughts on my predicament before telling me yours, Mike.
I'd be looking at the double Chelsea defence. Like, I've already got that. I have made my trades this week, so I brought Alonso and Gallagher in pretty much because it left me with 0 in the bank. Had to make it. I thought once Gallagher returned this morning and Alonso coming up with the run they're coming up with, I was probably going to be priced out of it if I waited even a day. I know Alonso had already just previously gone up, so he might have taken a little while, but I reckon with Gallagher with another return, he was probably only a day away. So I've actually brought those two in. So I took Jota out. I was probably a bit fed up with the triple Reds with the run they've got coming up. So yeah, I've brought Alonso in. So I reckon for you, Tate, it's the double Chelsea. Like, they just look so solid defensively, and I feel like there's just going to be points galore. Like, I think Camo brought in James on his wild card a few weeks ago, and that's proved a little bit costly. But I think Alonso's your man. Like, we've talked about this before, but people keep saying you've got to watch out for his games, but if he keeps playing 90, well, you just got to back him in eventually. So I think I'd be going after double Chelsea defence. And they've never, even when they were winning last year and then winning the Champions League, they've never been a side who blows teams away. Like, they don't seem to be a side who scores, like a City who score, or a Liverpool even, who score 3 and 4, where Lukaku's really, really going to make you pay. It doesn't feel like that. Like, it feels like they might win 2-0, 1-0, where he gets his returns without sort of blowing you away. But I think there's points to be had on the defence, mate. But Camo, your thoughts?
Yeah, probably. I wouldn't get Reece James, my boy. I don't know what I was thinking. I look back at his things today, just a bit of reflection, and he's gone like 1-13-1-0-0-1. In hindsight, it's 2020. Yeah, that's what I'm tossing up. Probably what you were talking about, Mike, just with Lukaku and Chelsea not blowing people away. And just the form St. Max has been in, you know, he'd be the one that goes out of my side to bring him in. So probably, you know, I'd be looking at certainly the Chelsea double defence, if not getting Mendy in even and tripling up down back. I mean, you're going to get some bonus. You're going to get clean sheets, you'd think, especially after a loss on the weekend. I think Tuchel will really tighten them up. He won't want to lose too many more games. So, I mean, it's probably just they miss him out. Once Pulisic habits, they start to come back in. I did like the look of Kovacic, but I think he's spot in the team, even though he's been returning. I think he might sort of start to drop out. And I guess I don't think the value is really there in strikers anymore, to be honest with you. I think, as we've seen, and probably if you look at the overall rankings, five at the back with some quality defence is where it's at, I think, at the moment. You look at City and they go on a good run of game weeks to come up. They're another team that you've got to look at. But, yeah, I don't know. It's all on your shoulders, the boy. You've got the wild card in the pocket as well. I think you're in the best spot of the three of us. I'm envious.
I actually didn't reveal this, but I did a wild card draft. Like, I knew you boys would start
here
for me if I did. But
it's a live reveal online.
But it made me realise that it's not a good time to wild card. I couldn't fill the cap. Like, I was happy with the team. It cost about $85 million. So I thought there was no point playing the wild card here. Like it's a weird season. The players I want at the moment actually don't cost that much. And I'm fine the same with bringing those defenders in. When I've got $4 million in the bank, if I turn Aileen and Shaw into the two, Cancelo and Alonso, for example, it's only a little upgrade. Like, I'm still going to have 2.5-3 in the bank. So, and that's with Bruno there as a dead $12 million. So it's sort of weird how it's working. I think since so many teams have Salah, Alexander-Arnold, Ronaldo and Lukaku, maybe they think there's not a lot of money, but when you're me and you only have the two Liverpool boys, it seems like there's plenty of money to go around. So, yeah, it's an interesting one. I think taking all that on board, probably maybe even just Alonso if I don't want to take a -4, just Alonso for whichever one of Aileen and Shaw is injured. So
I think
that's probably the way I'm going to go.
Camo, like you were mentioning before, the triple up with Mendy, but I feel like there's just better options in goals at the moment. Like, Martinez looks superb, I think, and like we might talk a bit more about Villa later, but he's such a good shot stopper. He's always in the conversation for bonus points, and their defence looks probably surer than what we thought at the start of the season. And even like if Ramsdale's going to continue starting at 4.5, like that's pretty much gold with their run they've got coming up. So I think if you can get Alonso or Aspilicueta for 5.9 and 6 while Mendy's 6. Like, I think you go with the defenders that are a chance of getting an attacking return and then try and find your value in your keeper somewhere else. Like, I've still got Kasper Schmeichel in my goals and I have absolutely no idea how or why and I've played a wild card. So, I don't know what's going on, and Leicester look horrific defensively. So, I'll be looking to move him on in the next few weeks. I think I've got White in my defence at the moment, but I might even bring, I was thinking today, just thinking ahead, sort of White down to Livramento for Southampton's fixtures that are starting to turn, and then get Ramsdale in goal. But Camo, have you got a sense of what you've got coming up this week or what you're looking at?
Yeah, I think I've already made one trade. So I brought Gallagher in for Pogba. He's just returning. He's been involved in 5 of their 6 goals this year so far. So he's just at his price. He's too good to avoid. And then the rest of my transfers, I'll definitely probably take a -4. It all hinges on really Ronaldo and Lukaku. If I decide that I'm happy to just take the risk and downgrade Ronaldo to Lukaku this week, or whether I want to stick with both of them. I think we talked about it last week that, the price of Ronaldo and United's fixtures coming up in about 6 or 7 game weeks' time. But I guess it's quite appealing to do some drafts of a wildcard team, which I don't even have a wildcard anymore, but, you can see yourself settling.
Is that full-on panic
stations? It's torched. I do it to myself.
Full-on panic stations, minus fouring 2 weeks after a wildcard. It's got to be absolute panic.
Oh, definitely. When you open the app every time and absolutely hate the boys that you've selected and you wish nothing but the worst for them, then, something's wrong. So I think I remember it would have been must have been the first COVID year, 2019, 2020, at the end of the season, Mike, when you started just taking like negative 30s, negative 24s to try and build a good team because the season was over. So it's not a good place to be. Only 6 game weeks in, but it's all about the enjoyment in the end, isn't it?
It is, mate. It is. Is there any, Tate, is there any sort of fixtures over the weekend or teams or results that caught your eye that you might not have been considering previously that, now sort of going forward you are?
Yeah, three letters. ESR. He's, sure. I like him. I like the look of him. I'm stealing this from a bloke on Twitter and I can't even remember his name, but so that's probably bad. I probably should be giving credit, but just the way he scored, the way he attacked the ball and ran at the ball and made it happen and scored and put it in net, that's what you want to see in an FPL player. And now that he's in form, he's going to get a lot of chances. I think he costs like 5.3. If you're someone like me that likes to play with five midfielders, he's a great fifth one. And especially if you have maybe a defender that's not too bad and you want to swap it around, because he's going to have games as well where he has a tough fixture and you don't want to play him, and you're not really missing out because he only costs 5.3. But when he plays against Norwich, it's like you have Salah there because you're going to back him in that much, I reckon, for a game like that. But yeah, with his price, you also don't feel bad benching him. So he's the man for me, ESR. I still want to see him get a few more 90s before I would bring him in. But if I'm going to make a wild card in the next 2-3 weeks, it gives him enough time to solidify his audition. I'm a pretty big fan. What about
that
you?
That was
Cameron?
My only question was his minutes, really. I mean, he hasn't really played too much. I think, Micah, you brought it up. But I think Arsenal, certainly a lot better than they were for the first few game weeks. And certainly taught Tottenham a lesson on the weekend, and be sticking away from the Spurs players.
If he's getting 90 minutes, I like Saka as well. And for anyone that played in that game for Arsenal, it's as big a game as they're going to play this year, a North London derby, just because of the way they're going. And he's playing 90, so Arteta thinks he's in the best team. And I think now that he's returned, not that Arteta goes by the FPL results, I think now that he's hit the back of the net and he's got his confidence up, we're going to see a lot of him. And I will be watching him with the magnifying glass over the next 2 to 3 weeks. So obviously being in Australia, we can't watch all the games, but I'll be making sure I'm watching the mini matches of Arsenal, especially if he plays a few minutes. What about you, Mike?
Big thanks to OptusSport there for providing us with the mini matches, boys. They do a great job, the boys on the coverage. So shout out to them, and we look forward to joining forces soon.
They actually added me to invited me to join their Facebook group today. So they must have heard a few rumors that we're looking at getting a podcast up and running. They must have just wanted to open up the connection, make a laneway of communication. So there's about 3,000 Australians on there at the moment. So it's getting busy.
Yeah, I liked the look of, I mentioned them before, but Aston Villa, mostly their defence, like coming up obviously this week, a bit tougher with Tottenham. But after that, like I don't mind their run. They've got Wolves, Arsenal and West Ham after that, which are a little bit tougher. West Ham more so than Arsenal, but then it's Southampton, Brighton, Palace, and then they've got a little bit of a tougher run. But then after that, it's Norwich and Burnley. And I just like to look at their defence. Like, I think Martinez is pretty good value, 5.5 in goals. But I also like their wing backs. Like I was listening to something the other day talking about their defence and how they played a back five on the weekend for the first time. And so that saw sort of Cash and Target playing a little bit higher up. And I think we saw early in the week, I can't remember who Matty Cash's goal was against, but he was pretty high in the way he sort of darted into the box, and it was a really good finish. And I think Target then missed a simple goal on the weekend. Once again, that I saw in the mini matches. Missed a pretty simple goal that would have been assisted by Cash. So Target's dropped down to 4.8, just through people obviously starting with him at the start of the year. So he's one that I've got my eye on. So that Martinez, Cash at 5 million and Target are three that sort of, from the weekend's result, obviously it's probably a different story if Bruno does what he should have done. But I think that they're someone that I'll be keeping an eye on. Camo?
Yeah, I think... for me, it's probably not looking too laterally at the moment. Just look at the players in form. I think I just need to go back to basics, build the team back up, and just get points on the board. So I think obviously Chelsea's run's good. I'm liking Arsenal. I think I'm going to invest in another player, probably through midfield. I think they've got a good run of fixtures. Don't always rate them for a clean sheet, but I think I've got Tierney in there. He's providing some attack. And if I look to insert someone like Emil or even Martin Odegaard, he had 3 key passes last week. And he's only 5.5, so it just, I guess, a bit of a toss up there. And then probably looking ahead, I think Brentford, they've got West Ham and Chelsea in the next 2 weeks. But then after that, their fixtures sort of really open up. So I think through the midfield in that same price, Mbueno, he looks pretty good. He's sort of playing that out of position. Even Pinnick down back, I think there's some value there. And hopefully see if they can maintain it, similar to the way Leeds did last year. They were sort of, hold out for the whole season and play above their station. So, what do you think about that, Michael? Do you reckon there's something in that?
Yeah, I reckon so, mate. I think we've talked recently about Ivan Toney, but Jizzy was good again on the weekend. It's just the case of me again. Like wild card, most things I've done this year have just been ridiculously early. I do it every year. There's absolutely no patience. And once again, I watched him play. I think it was the first round. I watched him play, and he looked horrific. Like Camo, me and you were messaging during the game, being like, "This bloke's a joke. Like this should be his last game in Premier League level." He's getting shoved off the ball, but he just looks like so at the level. It's not funny. Like I watched a lot of the game on replay, as we've talked about, as we do in Australia, and that he just looked like he bullied the defence, and that's a pretty strong defence of Liverpool, obviously, so one of the best defences in the world. So he just looks like he's going to cause headaches, and like we've talked about before, and Tate obviously still has him because he hasn't wildcarded yet or transferred him out, but every game now, I know Tate had him on the bench on the weekend, but he's there's an argument for starting him every game because, if they're involved in it, he feels like he's going to be involved in a goal every game. So, I jumped off Brentford pretty quick, but I'm tempted.
I think everyone was in that boat though, Michael. He dropped 6.3 easy now. I think everyone was pretty quick to get off him, and at that price,
you gotta have faith.
I was just about to say, everyone except the boy.
He's more faithful out there.
This actually ties into, talking about captains and stuff for this week. I don't have an obvious captain this week. I don't have Ronaldo. Don't have Lukaku. Maybe when I bring Alonso in, he might be an option. But at the moment, I've got Jimenez, who's only scored, one goal for the year. So even though he's got Newcastle, probably not him. Mo's playing City, probably not him. Saar, playing Leeds, not a bad fixture, but is he a good enough player to return 3 weeks in a row, which I'd be relying on him to do? Maybe not. Rafinha, injury clouds, might get subbed off at 60, even though he's got Watford. So I'm seriously thinking about Ivan Toney against West Ham. So I hope that that's the sample for Brentford. I hope they're going to come out and attack sort of the way they did against Liverpool. I'm looking at Ivan Toney for this week as captain. I probably won't go through with it, but it's nice to have on the record that I was looking at it. And I'm going to keep him for a while because if you look at his fixtures, you could captain him in 10, 11, 12. He's got Burnley, Norwich, Newcastle. What a man.
See those Norwich fixtures on anyone at the minute and the eyes light up for the captaincy. So yeah. What about the rest of your team, the boy? Who else you got in there?
So this week I'm going with, I don't really know. There's a bit out there. It'll be a 3-5-2 again, back to what I know. Sanchez, AA, Alonso, and one of Shaw and Aileen hopefully gets up. So they'll be in. And then just Salah, Saar, Fernandez, Benrahma, Rafinha, Jimenez, and Toney. So that's what I'm going to go with. What about you, Cameron?
I got McCarthy in goals, Trent, Tierney, Marcel and James. Obviously, serious injury clouds over him. Gallagher, Mo, Jota, Gray, St. Max and Ronaldo with the C at the minute. Pending transfers. and my decisions. Might even look to negate and bring two Chelsea players in as well. So we'll wait and see. Lots to play out before the deadline at, 8 o'clock Saturday our time. Lucky we'll be in lockdown, so I'll have every single minute to stress over the moves. What about you, Maiko? How are you setting up this week?
Oh, I'm just looking at my team now. I'm just thinking, fuck, I need to lift from those boys this week, honestly. So I'm going to play five at the back this week, which is interesting. First time for the year. So obviously Schmeichel's still in goals for some unknown reason. Then Marcel, Alexander-Arnold, White, Rudiger and Alonso with double Chelsea at the back. Three in midfield, Salah, Rafinha, who's obviously flagged with Gallagher. And I've got Gray as my first midfielder on the bench to come on for Rafinha. So I'm going to hold Rafinha just through these good fixtures that he's got. And then the two big dogs up front, Ronaldo and Lukaku, who I really need a return from. And Lukaku's got the C for me at the moment. And we'll hold it off the back of two blanks. So backing him to go big and really bully the defence. So we'll wait and see how that one goes, Cameron.
It's a nice lineup, my son. I'll tell you what. If I had that sort of lineup, I'd be pretty bloody happy, that's for sure. What are we going to do this weekend, boys? Where are we going to be watching the game from? I'm still in Melbourne. I'm still locked down. I'll be watching it from the couch. What about you, fellas?
What's the early game? It's United, isn't it? So United, I probably won't want to watch it since I don't have Ronaldo. It's the same thing. Same thing as every week, as I said. Feels like I'm cheating on my wife by not having him. I know it's going to catch me out eventually, but I'm just thinking, oh, I can probably go one more week before I tell her.
I
might not watch it. And then if they get another penalty, Ronaldo steps up and takes it.
I'll be watching it from the couch, Cameron, and cheering Ronaldo on. And I think even if he's not involved in the game, he's never too far from a goal, so it's pretty enjoyable to watch. So I'll be perched up on the couch with cold can of Coke watching it.
I think Bruno did look pretty dangerous, though, again, even though he's got 13 points in 5 weeks. He missed the penalty. Everyone's jumping off him, but he looked dangerous. They didn't kick a goal, and I'll tell you right now, watching that game, the most likely they looked to kicking a goal was when he had the ball. So
is it? But it's like 9 blanks in 13 games, I think, isn't it, or something ridiculous, like similar to that.
It doesn't deserve to be in my team. I've just had a bigger problem every week, and... as
bigger
I said,
bigger
week,
problem than Mahrez.
I don't want to take a -4 for the whole year, and this week's really going to test me, but it won't be him that goes out because you guys have talked me out of Lukaku. So,
well, that's like me, they say, the boy, like they say, yeah, even a broken clock is right twice a day, lads. It's been a pleasure as always.
Heard that one.
Haven't you? Come on, mate.
What do you mean you've never heard that one? That's the oldest one.
That is one of the oldest in the books. Mate, you need to get out more. Spend some time off the laptop.
I'm just too busy looking at everyone's XG and who's going to perform this week. So,
that's why you're our leading man.
It's been an honour. Another green arrow for me this week. It'll be four in a row, and hopefully, top 500,000.
See you later, boys. Big week.
Three green arrows, boys. All right. Much love.